first off, that comment, you can't fix Washington from the inside, then why even go on the inside?
Well, that's the thing. And look, if you want to talk about an insider and someone who behaves like an insider and someone who uses all the hardball tactics of Washington and Chicago, and it's President Obama. So, you know, this is just rhetoric, and it's another nice speech. But watch what he does. That's the important thing.
Well, watch what he does. I'm going to be talking about the terror attacks and the uproar in the Middle East with somebody else, but with other experts. But let's talk to you about what's happening with our economy. Manufacturing dropped 1.4%. It's one of the biggest drops in 3.5 years. You know what unemployment's doing. You know we're anemically growing, just limping along. Do you believe the president? Do you believe President Clinton when he said no president could have fixed what President Obama encountered when he took over 3.5 years ago?
No, I don't believe that at all. And look, President Clinton was a great president. He had great results. But I believe he's campaigning for Senator Obama President Obama with President Obama's words and his concepts. But, you know, we're seeing once again that redistributionist economic policies, which of course is code word for socialism, doesn't work. And we've already experienced a little bit of it. You know, the government has gone from 20% of GDP to 24% in just 3 years. That is outrageous. Our deficit is the same size as Greece if you compare it as a percent of GDP. So it's not working. And this isn't about Bush. It's not about the Republican Party. It's not about what Bill Clinton said. It's that President Obama has the wrong policies, and he really doesn't know what to do to fix this economy.
He was in front of the Univision cameras yesterday, and just like Mitt Romney was on Wednesday. Here's what he said his biggest failure was. Let's listen.
Well, yeah, Jorge, as you remind me, my biggest failure so far is we haven't gotten comprehensive immigration reform done. So we're going to be continuing to work on that. But it's not for lack of trying or desire, and I'm confident we're going to accomplish that.
I know he was responding to the audience, but you feeling he does have 60% of the Hispanic vote at minimum right now. I don't even think he gave a sincere effort for immigration reform. I didn't see any proposal out there.
No, he didn't do anything. He made the promise, and he knew he had the votes. And then, you know, when he gets to the election campaign, then he does this deferred action. You know, he also tried to jam Republicans with the Dream Act during the election in 2010. Republicans said, "Let's work on this after the election. Let's not, you know, try to kill each other." They went ahead and did it, knowing it wouldn't pass. So their purpose isn't to pass legislation for immigration reform. Their purpose is to get Hispanic votes. And that's the part that's so sad, is that I feel like people in my community are being taken for a ride.
In your community, the Hispanic community.
And to be honest with you, the whole country is being taken for a ride. You know, it's just one tactic after the other, and just, you know, fast moving and very good on his feet. But at the end of the day, that means nothing for getting jobs, for getting results, for turning around this economy. You know, it's all about getting himself reelected, happen what may happen.